From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The U.S. Department of Defense has started surveying military installations in the U.S. to potentially hold detainees currently at the detention facility in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. We get more now from VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb.
Years after President Barack Obama vowed to close it, the U.S. detention facility at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, still holds 116 prisoners captured during what the previous administration called the War on Terror. Officials say a Pentagon plan to close this prison will be handed to Congress after the congressional recess ends later this month. The State Department also remains committed to shutting it down. Some of the detainees are eligible for transfer to other countries, but legal analysts say any plan to keep the remainder somewhere in the United States has a major problem.
VOA's Carla Babb. Greek government defended its new bailout program before the country's parliament ahead of a vote expected today on a bill to approve $93 billion bailout package from the European Union. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras urged the parliament to approve the deal agreed on this week with international creditors. Greece needs the money by August 20th, when it must repay about $3.5 billion in debt to the European Central Bank. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari has ordered the military to defeat the Boko Haram insurgency within 3 months. Mr. Buhari spoke as he swore in 4 new military chiefs. He had replaced the heads of the Army, Navy, Air Force, and his chief of defense soon after taking office May 29th in an effort to re-energize the fight against Boko Haram. This is VOA News. U.S. and Cuban officials gathering in Havana today to watch Marines hoist the American flag above the U.S. Embassy. VOA's Pam Dawkins has the story.
As onlookers watched, Cuba raised its flag at the newly reestablished embassy in Washington in July. Now it's the U.S. turn to host a ceremony, although the U.S. embassy in Havana actually opened in July as well. The newly expanded engagement between the two countries may result in only minor changes for the average Cuban because the U.S. trade embargo remains in effect. But as the Cuban government continues its clampdown on dissidents, some say the U.S. should have held back on efforts to normalize ties until Cuba showed a greater human rights commitment. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.
A closed Pakistani military court sentenced 6 men to death after convicting them for their involvement last year in the Taliban massacre of 134 children at an army-run school in Peshawar. Military statement said the death sentences were confirmed by the chief of army staff and that the men had the right to a court of appeals. Pakistan's Supreme Court recently ruled that the closed military courts are legal and can impose the death penalty on civilians. Chinese authorities are continuing an investigation into what caused 2 gigantic explosions at a warehouse in the main port city of Tianjin, as locals expressed fears at the possible presence of dangerous chemicals near the site. VOA's Bill Ide reports.
One of the biggest concern at the moment is the types of hazardous materials that were involved in the explosion and the possibility that these chemicals could be either polluting groundwater or in the air. That's a big concern here right now and on social media. Even as far away as Beijing, there are many who are concerned about what is in the air and whether that might have an impact to individuals' health.
That is VOA's Bill Ide. Officials are saying at least 50 people were killed, 700 others injured, 70 in serious condition. It's not known how many people are missing, and there is widespread speculation the death toll will continue to grow. China has slightly raised the value of its currency, ending 3 consecutive days of devaluation that had triggered concerns of an international currency war and raised fresh questions about the health of China's economy. The People's Bank of China today set the yuan's daily reference point at 6.3795 per dollar.
That's the latest world news from VOA.